Covered to have with us Rabbi Arnold Biansky, Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a yeshiva that many of our students have gone to, continue to go to. It's a yeshiva that has an allowance, meaning in their daily schedule, that boys go to college at the same time in the Silver Spring, Maryland area. Anybody that would have questions about that could ask the representatives that are here after this year. Rabbi Arnold Biansky, hopefully, will, Bezal Hashem, will give a Dvar Torah and allow for any questions in any way, or any direction, anybody would like to ask. I want to cover it.
So I guess we'll sort of split our time between a few words and questions and answers, if you'd like. I would like to speak about what seems to be a necessary station of Emuna in Kriyas Yam Suf. The Rambam says that our belief in Moshe and in Torah is not because of any of the miracles that happened, because he said miracles and signs are all leave room for doubt. You could always give a different interpretation to something like that, you can understand it differently. What is the basis for our belief, the Rambam says, is Maimon Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared, we heard it, and we saw it with our own eyes. It's a personal experience, and that's the anchor for Emunah. And we understand that. But in Kriyas Yam Suf, it says, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. Obviously, this was a ratcheting up of Emunah from the other Makos. The other Makos were not as spectacular and as grand and as all-encompassing as this. This was, so we have a Yamin of Hashem Moshe Avdo, there's a belief in Hashem and Moshe, and then there is a six-week hiatus, and then we have the real Emunah. So why is the Torah emphasized by Yamin Hashem Moshe Avdo that there was some sort of centerpiece of Emunah in Kriyas Yam Suf? That's the point I would like to try to answer. So I want to use a Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim has an extraordinary understanding of how the Torah goes about realizing its aims and its goals, and he uses our parsha as proof for it. The Rambam is dealing with a very different area. The Rambam deals with korbanos, and the Rambam's shita is unique, that korbanos were a step in a certain direction. They weren't meant to be Hashem's final avoda, but they were an avoda that would wean us off avodah zarah and bring us to avodah Hashem. It's many Rishon take issue with it, and that's not the point I want to discuss. But the Rambam writes, he says, I know that you're going to be upset with what I said, not because it's different from the other Rishonim, but how would you suppose that Hashem gives us directions, instructions, that are not a purpose into itself? Their purpose is to bring us to something else, or bring something else, bring something else, round and about. It's not befitting that God should do it that way. Can't God just tell us straight, do this and this and this, and that's it? What's the problem with that? That's how the Rambam frames a question that we would be asking. And he reacts very strongly against the question, and he says, let me show you something which will, his expression is, will get you rid of this nonsense. In other words, I'll show you that the Torah says clearly that this is a proper approach. This is a proper approach. The parsha says that Vayhi b'shalach paro v'lo nochem elokim derechatz plishtim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not lead the Jewish people directly to where they were supposed to go. He took them round and about because he was afraid that there would be Mochama and they couldn't face it and they would go back. So the Torah tells you very clearly, this is what the Torah is telling you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a roundabout way to get to where he wants to get to. And he explains the reason why. He says, God will make miracles to change anything in nature except for human nature. Human nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never override human nature, but rather will work with it slowly and in a natural way, quote unquote, so that it gets to the point he wants to. And he says, and you guys, because you'll ask me, well, God could have made us not scared of war, and God could make us good people to start with, and not have Yetzirah. Those are all nonsense questions, and Hashem never does a miracle that overcomes human nature. That's what he says, Rama. Let's try to understand what he means and what he says, and understand the point of it. Imagine if let's say a person does a procedure. Let's say somebody's a doctor, and he does an operation, and the patient complains, and he says, it hurts me more than before you did the procedure. So the doctor says, okay, I'll do something else. I'll redo it. I'll do something that will change it, fix it, help it. Any one of those approaches are, first of all, an admission that you were wrong in the first place. You're saying that the first procedure should have been omitted, could have been omitted, and was not successful. That's not a viable vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to create us in a certain nature, and then our nature would be overridden, and we would jump to a different nature, then what would happen would be that the first nature we had was bad, a mistake, wrong, and so on. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he made the Bria. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that within an area that seems to be so far removed from what Hashem wants, if you slowly develop it, you'll get the same thing. What it shows me is that in the original lay the seed for the continuation. Anything that changes by revolution means the old is gone, the old never brought about the new, and the old is destroyed and you have something new. Anything that evolves, whatever comes later, was already latent and was there before. If I put a seed into the ground and it doesn't grow, and I take it out and put something else in, then the first act was a mistake, the second thing that I planted, the first thing. But if I put a seed in, and it takes a long time, but I water it and weed it and do whatever needs to be done, and it grows, then whatever grows was in that original seed. And what later happens is a revelation of what was there before. So the Rambam's point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire is everything that he created in terms of human beings, human nature, people, souls, is perfect. Perfect in the sense they are what he wants them to be. But they're not yet are, they will be. It's in them. It's in them to develop and to come out, and when they become that which they ought to be, then we will realize that this was the seed in the beginning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never ever tamper with human nature, but he will slowly get it round and about. It's like if a person, imagine a person has crooked teeth and he goes to the dentist and he says, I have crooked teeth. The dentist takes a look at it and he bangs out with a hammer, he takes out the two or three teeth that are crooked and he puts in different teeth. So what that did was it put in new teeth in his mouth. But if he goes to orthodontist and he puts on wires and slowly with pressure, with small amount of pressure, bends it to the right, the teeth themselves grow into the position they should be, and it's part of the teeth. The Drasha Saran speaks on a similar vein, and he takes sort of from the same pasuk, and he says the following. Looking at these parshas, you realize how foolish it is to try and to second guess what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. It's a look at Kol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to take out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so takes out of Mitzrayim. No. So we give 10 makis, then we tell Paro, we're taking a holiday, religious holiday for 3 days. The Pesach holiday. We're going away, the first occasion of going to a desert for Jewish Pesach. We're doing a Pesach one, a gateway Pesach thing. Okay, well, so we're going away for Pesach, and we want to borrow some stuff. So I don't say something. God, you said that we're leaving Mitzrayim, you want to free us. You gave makis for the last year. Like, why are we taking just a holiday? And why are we borrowing stuff and not just taking stuff? And so on. It didn't make any sense. And then they start going off, and he says, okay, a U-turn. We're going back again. We forgot something. What's happening? The people question it. And more than anything else, Paro questioned it. And the reason was because Hashem wanted Paro to chase them. He wanted Paro to chase himself into the ocean and drown himself. And this was a whole scheme to get things done in a way that will realize the ultimate goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ran says, imagine somebody sitting at any segment of that and trying to explain what Hashem is doing. It doesn't make any sense, but they knew that eventually they're going to get out, and they had to trust each and every segment of it. I first want, before we'll go back to our first question to answer, I want to make 2 points coming out of both the Rambam and the Ran. One is, personal growth is never realized by huge jumps, because if you jump far enough, you've jumped out of your own skin. And if you've jumped out of your own skin, you're trying to be something you're not, and you will fail one way or another. You either will just fall back, or there'll be a lot of sharp edges where pieces, bits and pieces of yourself are just not in place. The trick is to do something slowly, surely. It's harder for us, it's much easier for us to be up at night learning than to be on time Seder for a week. I'm sure I haven't been here, but I can trust that the norm is to keep Sturm exactly the way it's supposed to be kept, tends to be harder because one is constant and consistent, and one is a jump, and so on. So the Rambam, I think one thing that comes out of the Rambam's understanding is that Torah is meant to work with human nature. It doesn't mean to sit back and say, I'm perfect. It's like putting on braces. You want pressure, enough pressure that it's pushing, but not a drop more than that. And better to leave them on for 2 years with less pressure than for 1 week with excruciating pressure. The healthiest way, which fits what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of us, is steady, sure pressure in the direction we need to be, but not overbearing. And the second part, the Drash Zoran, who has the same take in a different part of it is, you know, people come up, every time something happens, oh, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, this is a Medrash says this, the Pasuk says this, this, that, the other thing. 1 second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans and schemes are a lot more complex than, oh, it says in Medrash Iraq, and Iraq did this, so Agzereshav, Iraq, and we take out the Medrash with this, and the newspaper, until Iran is the one that evades, so someone finds a Medrash for Iran. There's somebody manufactures Medrashim, like, to fit Afghanistan, like Iran. I don't know where they have, but they have enough Medrashim. But that's taking Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maisim and making it as flat as we are. Okay, Iraq, it's a process. Klal Yisrael is a mess, and the world is a mess. And it's going to take a lot more of a process to bring it together than what we imagine. And a person should be a lot more cautious. We know the world is a mess. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving towards the Geula. And yet, we need to understand that even though things seem to be taking detours, and things seem to be, we seem to be backing up, and making U-turns, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us to where we're supposed to be. This goes back to the first question I raised. The emunah in Matan Torah is an emunah in the goal, in the results, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and Torah is emes, and Mamre Har Sinai, it's the final goal of Klal Yisrael. But it's very important to have emunah on the journey there, because the journey is not a straight line. And what I always found fascinating was, when I was in school, I was studying physics, and the realization that sometimes, in a certain way, the roundabout circle is actually the most direct route. Yeah. What? Whether you're talking about on a globe, whether you're talking about even when you have a field of gravity, it moves things out of place, not so much because the gravity pulls it, but because in effect, it's in terms of time elapsed, internal time, that's the shortest route. And that's, to me, it was an amazing idea that what we would see looking from here as being the shortest distance, when you look at a bigger picture, or three dimensions, or you're taking the space-time configuration into consideration, that's actually shorter. We don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking Klal Yisrael on a journey. And he's taking each and every one of us on a journey. And sometimes we have things that happen to us in our lives, in our yeshiva and so on, that seem to be setbacks. Literally a U-turn. Things that knock us out. Some unexpected pressure from family. Some difficulty with friends. Some issues with learning. And they don't seem to us like what happened to Rashkocha. Vayaminu Vashem of Moshe Avdo is something that Kriyas Yamsuf is the emuna of the journey. That the journey that we undertook, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us, is bringing us to where we ought to be. And that's a very, very critical piece of emunah. Because, yes, we have an idea that the ideal is emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and Torah is emes, and so on. But the journey, a lot of times, starts off promising, but then what's happening? It seems to be making wrong turns. So if we're the problem, if we made those wrong turns, we're obligated to write those terms. But if these are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent our way, each and everything he sent for us is that's the straight line. The straight line is not from here to finishing Shas with nothing in between. There's this issue, that issue, the other issue, this obstacle, the other obstacle. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And someday we'll look back and understand the road. But until we look back and understand the road, the emunah of Kriyas Yamsu was the emunah that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemed to be taking us in a completely wrong direction, roundabout direction, and so on, that is the straight direction there. And believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha and our lives as He's unfolding it for us is leading us to the Maimon HaSinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Okay, Batzlacha. Baruch Hashem, this is a wonderful place in terms of both the Torah and the guidance to getting there to that road. If we have a few minutes now for questions and answers. Yes. What's your name? Can just introduce yourself. What?
Ian.
Yeah. Where are you from? Manchester.
Yeah.
Not New Hampshire, England.
No, England.
Okay. Yeah.
You basically say how it's, things aren't so clear, we can't always see the bigger picture.
Yes.
It's essentially in summary what you've said about events in the present day.
Yeah.
How come when we look at the Torah, we can so clearly say Hashem did this for this reason, for that? It's just because it says it, like, I feel like that's not enough of an answer. It just says it in the Torah, so...
So let me give you a mashal.
Why do we look now and say, oh, Hashem?